Then he took him by the hand and led him into a very large parlor that was full of dust, because never swept, the which, after he had reviewed it a while, the interpreter called for a man to sweep.
Did you call for me, sir?
Yes, I want you to sweep this room clean of all this dust.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he began to sweep, the dust began so abundantly to fly about that Christian had almost therewith been choked.
Dear interpreter, help!
A gospel? Gospel. Come here, my dear.
Did you call, sir?
Yes. Come. Come, bring here the water and sprinkle the room.
Now there came in a maid who did as she was bidden, the which, when she had done, it was swept and cleansed with pleasure.
What means this? For I perceive an allegory here.
This parlor is the heart of a man that was never sanctified by the sweet grace of the gospel. The dust is his desire to evil, and inward corruptions that have defiled the whole man. He that began to sweep it at first is the law, but she that brought water and did sprinkle it is the gospel.
Ah.
Now, thou sawest that as soon as the first began to sweep, the dust of evil desire was stirred up.
Aye. And as he swept in one corner, it seemed to fly through the air and settle yet more heavily in another.
This is to show thee that the law, instead of cleansing the heart of sin by its working, instead doth revive and put strength into and increase it in the soul.
Why is this so?
Because the law is a mirror for thy soul. A mirror may show thee thy need of cleansing ever so clearly, yet it hath not power to cleanse thee of one small spot.
Ah.
So it is with the law. It doth most clearly discover to thee thy sins and forbid them, but it doth not give power to subdue.
'Tis true. 'Tis this very law that liked near to crush me as I approached the town of morality. And 'tis this very law that doth impose this great burden upon my back.
Aye. The law hath great power to show forth thy need, but hath none to relieve it. But did you notice the damsel that did sprinkle the water?
Of a certainty I did. She like to have saved me from a dusty death.
Aye, in like manner shall sin be vanquished and subdued by the sprinkling of faith.
Indeed?
Aye, and thus shall thy soul be cleansed and be made into a temple fit for the habitation by the King of Glory.
Verily? Can it be so?
If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.
Yeah, come.
There is more.
Why, much more.